Reading will be found in Matthew 7, 7 to 12. If you want to follow in your Bible, Matthew 7, 7 to 12. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who receives, who asks, receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you, then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets.
Well, I'm going to talk to God and then I'm going to talk to you. Is that okay? So let's just bow our heads and we'll talk to God. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you do provide and give us all good things, and we thank you for your written word, the Bible, that shows us just what you're like. We help us now to understand what you're saying to us so that we can live lives that please you, because that's what we want to do too. For Jesus' sake, Amen. Well, once upon a time, there was a man called Jim. And every morning, Jim got up, got his breakfast, got on the bus, and went all the way into town to the office. And when he was in the office, he worked hard all day till it was time to get on the bus and come home again. And he did that every single day. Now, the reason why Jim did this every day was because he had to make money so that he could pay for his house and care for his family. But that's not really what Jim wanted to do. What Jim really wanted to do, what he dreamt about doing, was he wanted to start a sports club for all the kids in his neighbourhood who couldn't afford to go and learn sport. He wanted to teach them how to play cricket and basketball and netball and soccer and have a really good time together. But he didn't have enough money to do that. He only earned enough money to pay for his house and feed his family. And he was so busy earning that money, he didn't have time to start a sports club. One day when Jim got off the bus and went home as usual, he found there was a letter waiting for him. And he opened up the letter and he read some news. It was sad news, but also glad news. The sad part was that his dear old Uncle Rupert had finally died. And Jack, Jim, what's his name? Jack. Jack was the only person. Jim was the only person. He worked in a law office and changed his name by deed poll every couple of days. Jim was Uncle Rupert's only relative. And Uncle Rupert was filthy rich. And everything that he owned now belonged to Jim. $5 million worth. And all Jim had to do was fill in a form to say, my name's Jim this week, and please give me my money. And send it off. Now he could stop working. Now he could fulfill his dream to start a sports club for all the kids in the neighbourhood so he could teach them how to play cricket and basketball and netball and soccer and have a really good time together. About 6 months later, one of Jim's friends saw him standing at the bus stop one morning at the usual time. He said, Jim, what are you doing here? Well, I've got to catch the bus to go into work. Yeah, I can see you doing that, but why are you going to work? Well, same as you. I have to go and earn money so that I can pay for my house and care for my family. But what about your Uncle Rupert's $5 million? You can stop work and start your dream. Oh, that. Well, I've been really busy lately and I didn't really have the time to fill in the form to ask for the money. And the more I got to think about it, I thought, well, maybe it's not really true. I mean, like, it could be a mistake, or it could be a joke. Things like that never happened to me. Jim! Jim! You great big duffer! You've got more money than I'll see in my whole life, and because you're too busy or too scared to ask for it, you're standing here at the bus stop going into work, you've got more dollars than cents. Well, that's not really a true story. I kind of made it up. But it is a true story in one sense, because Jim is just like a lot of Christians I know. Because we have so many things that we can have if we just ask for them. You see, when you became a follower of Jesus, when you put your trust in Jesus and handed over your life to him, God said, I want you in my family. And God's much better than a rich old uncle. God becomes your heavenly father. And what a father he is. Why, he's the king of the universe. He has so much. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. The trees of the forest belong to him. The ocean full of all the fish and the whales and everything else, it's all his. All the jewels and gold in the deepest mines, they belong to him. And when you go outside and look at the stars and the galaxies, that's his too. And he owns it all. And he's your heavenly father. Wow, he has so much. And he is so generous with what he has. He loves to give his children. He loves to give all his creation wonderful things. Every day he gives us a home to live in, clothes to wear, food to eat, families to love, places to go and work and learn, friends to have fun with. And half the time we get all these things and we don't even stop to thank God for them, let alone ask for them. And he just gives and gives and gives because he loves what he's made. And God gives all those things to people who don't even know him. God gives all those things to people who don't even like God. God gives all those things to people who ignore him and treat him as though he doesn't exist. So if God gives all those things to people who don't know him, how much more does he want to give to his own children who know him and love him? And if God gives all those things without us ever asking for them, how much more does God want to give us if we ask? But sometimes we're too busy to ask. And sometimes we think it's just too good to be true and we're afraid to ask. So the Lord Jesus said, ask and you'll receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And just to make sure we didn't make any mistakes, he said it again. He said, everyone who asks, receives. He who knocks, he who seeks, finds. To him who knocks, the door will be opened. You know, it kind of works like that in everyday life. Usually when we receive something, it's because we asked for it. Usually when we find something, it's because we searched for it. Usually when we have a door opened, it's because we knocked. A few weeks ago, I wanted to get a new printer for my computer. I knew exactly the kind of printer I wanted. I worked it out, had all the bits and pieces on I wanted, and it was the right price, and I'd seen one in this particular shop. So I went into the shop, and I went to the shelf where I'd seen it, and it wasn't there. I thought, oh, rats, they've sold them all. Then I thought, well, hang on, I still want one. And you know what? I got one. You know how I got one? I called the sales guy over, and I said, look, there was a printer in here the other day. Do you have one like it out in the back room? And the guy says, I'll go and have a look. And he went and had a look and he came out and he said, yep, we got one left. That's the last one. And I bought it. If I hadn't asked, I wouldn't have got it. I got it because I asked. I don't know about you, but I sometimes put my keys down in the wrong place. I put them there and then immediately forget where I put them. And the other day I needed my keys to go in the car and I couldn't remember where I put them. I needed to go out. But I got them. You know how I got them? I searched for them. I looked high and low. I looked on top of things and under things and behind things. And I found them. I found them because I looked for them. If I hadn't looked for them, I wouldn't have found them. Yesterday we had some visitors come to our house. When they came to our front door, it was locked and they couldn't get in. But they got in. Do you know how they got in? They knocked on the door. And we opened the door and they came in. If they hadn't knocked, they'd still be standing out there. They got in because they knocked. That's the same with God. God has so many good things to give us. And Jesus says, ask and you'll receive. In fact, one of Jesus' friends put it the other way around. He said, the reason you don't have is because you don't ask God. Wow. So, does that mean I can just ask God for absolutely anything and he'll give it to me? How about a home entertainment centre with a big plasma screen and 5.1 surround sound so the floor and the walls vibrate when I crank it up? Yeah, that would be nice. Or perhaps a trip to Disneyland every year for a whole week Yeah, that'd be good. Or just make it really easy on God. How about I just pray for $5 million to appear in my bank account tomorrow, and I won't bother him again until I run out, and then I'll ask him for another $5 million. Doesn't really quite sound right, does it? To just pray. Have you ever tried praying like that, just asking God for a lot of cool stuff, and I bet nothing ever happened. And you sort of think, this prayer stuff doesn't work. God doesn't give me these kind of things. But Jesus' friend, James, said something else. He said, you don't have because you don't ask. And you ask and don't receive because you ask for the wrong reasons. You only want things so you can use them for your own pleasures. Maybe being selfish when we talk to our Heavenly Father isn't the right way to go. You know, if I'm a child of God, and God has brought me into his family, and I love God with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind and with all my strength, then probably I should love the same things that God loves. And if it's part of God's family, I want to be just like the Lord Jesus, then maybe I should want the same things that Jesus wants. So what is it that God loves? What is it that Jesus wants? That's what I should pray for, yes. And Jesus told us what it is. Jesus, in the prayer he taught us, said, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. So God wants me to pray that everyone in the world will come to see how wonderful God is and will want to love and obey him just like I do. Does that mean I shouldn't pray for myself? No, because Jesus went on to say, when you pray, say, give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. Keep us safe from the evil one. So when I pray for myself, I should be praying for all the things I need to love God and to serve God and to obey God in my life. I can pray about all kinds of things. And my Heavenly Father will always give me good things when I pray for good things. Isn't it just like parents? I mean, if you get home from school and you say to your mum, oh, I'm really hungry, can I have a bread roll? And she says, no, have this instead, and gives you a rock. You sort of say, what can I do with this? I can't eat this. This isn't good. Or if you say, what's for tea tonight, Mum? I really feel like some nice fish and chips. And she says, well, I thought today we'd play with poisonous snakes instead. You say, well, that's not even good. That's bad. Look, parents sometimes get it wrong. I know, because I am one, and I've got a couple. We sometimes get it wrong. But basically, if you ask your parents for something good, they will give you something good. And God's so much better at it than parents, because he knows what's good and he can give what's good. But on the other hand, sometimes kids ask for things that aren't real good. Just imagine, Dad, if you're sitting down at lunch today and your primary age son says, Dad, I think I'll have a can of beer with me dinner today. You're going to say, no, I'm not going to get, that's bad for you. Alcohol's not good for growing young people. Or your kids say, hey, Mum, can we go to that restaurant and just eat it for a whole month and nothing else? And you might say, well, I have seen that movie and I know that's bad for you. No, we're not going to do that. You see, good parents won't give you bad things just because you ask for it. Good parents will sometimes say no because they want to give you good things. And God's the same, but he's much better at it. Because God knows what's good and what's bad. And if we ask for bad things, he will give us good things. And if we ask for almost good things, he'll give us better things. Because he loves us and wants what's best for us. How do I know that? Well, he's already given us his best. God loved the world so much he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have life with God that goes on forever. And if God has already given us his very best, he's not going to hold back anything that's for our good. So when we pray, we can pray for good things and know that God will give us good things. And if we get it wrong and pray for bad things, God, because he loves us, will say, no, I've got something good I want to give you instead. And the more we pray, the more we will receive from God's goodness. And the more we pray, the more we will learn what really is good. And how we can love and serve God. When you put your trust in Jesus, the King of the universe is your Heavenly Father, and he graciously and willingly gives us good gifts from his kingdom when we ask. Jesus said, ask and you will receive, and your joy will be the deepest joy. Isn't that good to know? In fact, we're going to do that right now. The schoolers are going to come and lead us as we pray to our Heavenly Father, the King of the universe. Let's pray.